Well, it's a lovely good afternoon and welcome to this special radio program on protection against sexual exploitation and abuse. Now, remember that this special program is brought to you by the Zambian National Women's Lobby with financial support from the interagency PSEA Community Outreach and Communication Fund. Today, we are looking at working together to end sexual exploitation and abuse, which is CA. Of course, I'm your host, Fred Simabambaya Jr. Now, in the studios to help me discuss our topic of discussion, I have Esther Mongala. A lovely good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Fred.
Interesting. I also have Verica Chulu. A lovely good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Afternoon, all listeners. Thank you.
Interesting. This is a radio program brought to you with compliments of the Zambia National Women's Lobby and with financial support from the interagency PSEA Community Outreach and Communication Fund. We'll go straight into the nitty-gritties of our program. Let me start with you, Verica. What is CA?
C stands for sexual exploitation abuse. Allow me to differentiate these two ways. There is sexual exploitation and sexual abuse. Sexual exploitation, this is the actual attempted abuse in a position of vulnerability, power, trust for sexual purposes. When we go to sexual abuse, this is the sexual behavior or act forced upon a human, man, woman, or child without their consent.
I love that statement, the word itself, consent. Let me bring you, Esther, on this one. What do you understand by CA?
I'll go with what my partner said. Sexual exploitation is a form of gender-based violence characterized by actual attempt of abuse or violence.
Mm. Interesting, because recently Zambia joined the rest of the world in commemorating the 16 days against gender-based violence, activism against gender-based violence, of course. And one of the issues raised was the issues of sexual violence against women and girls in particular. Now, Esther, who is the most affected by sexual exploitation and abuse?
The person or... I think children.
Children.
Yes, children are mostly affected because as a child growing up, in you are abused without the case being reported or the perpetrator being taken to the relevant authorities, the child's mental health will be affected. Yes.
Interesting. Verica, who is the most affected by CA?
I think young women and children. I'll go for young women. Young women, it's because we are in need of care and we are most desperate over things and we take most of the responsibilities, like in families.
Now, as young people, mostly they say, I love the statement that you've put in, more desperate of things.
Yeah.
And it leaves you vulnerable to sexual exploitation and abuse.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, do you have any first-hand experience when it comes to CA happening in your communities where you come from that you'd want to share?
I think I have one. It really touched me. I was in grade 9. Yeah. Who used to stay with her stepmother. And the mother used to lend. There was a child, the landlord, and the mother. Now, when it comes to pay rent, when the landlords come to get money, then the mother doesn't have money. They will just say, okay, just give me your child so that I can sleep with her.
How old was the child?
The child was maybe...
Wow.
I think it's over. They did it several times, but one day, again it happened. Banabwera ba landlord again to sleep with the child. Then after that, the child started to scream, like, okay, I'll report you to the police, to the neighbors. So what they did, the landlord and the tenant, they poisoned the drink.
for the child.
Yeah, yeah. Then my baba pasa mwana. They forced the child to drink that, and the child died. Then after that, after the child died, people in the community, they came and they were like, ah, this child used to tell us. Others were like, okay, nalubulelela. Others were like, walikutuambila.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, most the others, they came just in different languages.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why we are here as Zambian Women's Lobby, to educate people where to report and to give them full information and to make them to be aware. Mm. When they come to such such cases.
A very sad story indeed.
Yeah, very sad. And to help my partner, we can say we blame the neighbors for not having knowledge. Because if they said, mwana wakati utuambila, when they heard, they were supposed to report. So maybe the police or maybe the ASAZA victims support unit, these organizations would have come in and helped out the situation. I think it would have been better. The child wouldn't have even died.
Now, you've blamed the community at the end of the day?
Or no, when you said luck. They didn't have knowledge.
Yes,
that's why we are here to
sensitize. That's where we are coming to that right now. You have blamed the community for not having enough information about CA. But the question is the community well-equipped about issues of sexual exploitation and abuse?
I'll say no.
Why no?
Because mostly people in the community have that fear to say, if we report, what will happen to the child? What will happen to the person who did the crime? In such case, some cases, you find that the person who has raped a child or a woman is a breadwinner, a breadwinner or a relative, and they don't want the family name to go, you know. Yeah, so they would rather keep it a secret to avoid people knowing about it and hurt the children or the child instead.
Is that one of the leading causes to sexual exploitation and abuse?
Yeah. Yes.
Where somebody is a breadwinner. And I've just had statistics and a lot of stories about, sexual exploitation and abuse, mostly perpetrators or culprits. Close relatives to the victims themselves.
Yes, mostly the perpetrators are close to the victims. You find that a child is brought from the village to stay in a home, and one of the children start abusing the child, and they cannot say because they are scared they'll be taken back to the village. You see, such cases happened in these houses, and the family members fear to report these cases because they know their children will be arrested, their children will be brought to book in such cases.
What are some of the causes that lead to sexual exploitation and abuse? Especially when it comes to adolescents, the young women, the girl child as well. Let me throw that to you, Verica.
I think it's because we are in need of care.
Desperately in need of care.
Yeah, need of care, desperately. You may find that you are the one who is taking responsibility of the family, and you don't have any idea what to do. So you may end up doing something which is not right, which is harmful to your life.
Poverty, is it not one of the leading causes as well?
Yes, poverty is one of the causes. People, you find that people are looking for jobs, and the people offering jobs, they say, no, sleep with me for me to give you this job.
Yeah.
You are desperate. You're desperately in need of that job, so you have no choice.
Mm.
Yes. And some people just do it willingly to say, I don't have. So when I sleep with this person, they are going to give me money. So let me just do it for the sake of having money.
So the victims can also be culprits?
No. We never blame the victim for such cases.
Mm. Now, another cause that has always erupted on this program is the issues of dress code. Is it not one of the causes to sexual exploitation and abuse?
We live in a modern world. So, we say fashion is coming in. I'll say it's a mindset of a man.
Yeah, sure.
It's just a mindset. If you see someone dressed in an abnormal manner, you look at them once, then you look at them again, so you'll be tempted to do other things. So these persons are dressed the way they are dressed. You just mind your own business.
Interesting.
Oh, just want to add on what she said, Esther. I think it starts with the mind. Even if you put on a shtenge, ngati muntu alina mind yokushita rape can do that.
Yes.
Yeah. It starts with the mind, not the dressing. Doesn't matter how you dress, but once Ujamunti had that intention of saying that I'll do it, he'll do it.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, this is a special radio program on protection against sexual exploitation and abuse. And today we are looking at the topic, which is working together to end sexual exploitation and abuse. And in the studios, I have Esther Mungala and Verica Chulu as well. Of course, I'm your host, Fred Mwambai Jr. Now, moving on with the program, what are some of the things that communities can do to ensure that the vice is brought to an end?
I think when they come across to any issue of sexual exploitation abuse, they should quickly learn to report to the any nearest police station.
Esther, what should the community do?
I think they should reinforce patriarchal traditional norms that lower status of women and girls. For example,
I love that. That reason, traditional norms.
Yeah.
Are they also part of the causes to sexual exploitation and abuse?
Yes, yeah. They're also part.
So what do we do to make sure that is it a call to change our traditional norms?
No, we shouldn't change, we should just reinforce.
How should we reinforce them?
To educate them about sexual exploitation and abuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can go on with your thoughts. Sorry for interrupting.
So, for example, encouraging the girl child or the women to have sexual affairs in exchange for good and services.
Have we done enough as organizations to educate people about sexual exploitation and abuse?
That's why we are here on Legio. And we'll be going in the markets to educate people. We have printed papers, those that can able to read.
Brochures.
Those that can able to read, we'll be giving them, they can read. And those that can't read, we'll be doing drama. We'll be going in the markets and popular places to educate people about sexual exploitation abuse.
Interesting. Now, apart from the police, you just mentioned the police. Apart from the police, which other organization can provide support when one is faced with a problem of CA?
We have ASAZA, Victim Support Unit, Social Welfare, and not forgetting us, the Zambia National Women's Lobby, One Stop Center, and Paralegal. Yes.
Are you, as the lobby, carrying out any sensitization activities on CA apart from this radio program?
As I said already, that we'll be going in the marketing and we'll be giving out some brochures for people to read, and we'll be doing dramas in popular places like marketing, educating people about sexual exploitation.
You've been the drama?
I will.
We can't wait for the dramas in the market.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I'll be one of the people following and seeing how it goes.
Okay, you're free to join us.
Interesting. Now, where are these activities going to take place so that people can join, apart from the markets, as you had mentioned?
We are actually doing them in busy places. And you know, busy places are markets. So we'll be visiting.
Everybody wants food.
Yeah. We go to that market. The other day we had Maramba Market. The other day Dambo Central, just like that.
Okay. Yes. And when is this starting?
The dates are not yet communicated, but very soon. I'm sure this December.
Yeah, probably next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The community should just be expecting us in the markets.
Those that want to join you or support you in this cause, where can they find you?
We recently launched this Zambia National Women's Lobby in Livingstone. So at the moment we don't have offices. So those that want to start or join us, they can contact our district secretary. I can give out the number.
Yeah.
On 0976-12-54-64. 0976-12-54-64. You are free to join at any time. You can call the district secretary. If you're interested in joining us and help out in Indian Sea.
Interesting. Now, I would say this, and I would just pose this question to you, Verica. Is it only for women to join and girls, or probably it's open to men as well?
Yeah, it's open to men. Yeah, men and girls, but mostly are women, because women are...
The victims.
Victims, yeah.
Men can also join because sometimes they're also victims.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But the biggest statistics has it that the biggest culprits and perpetrators
and
victims are mostly women. But women, it's open to all. And together, men and women, we can end CA.
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day. It's as simple as that. Now, let me get your concluding remarks to the listener listening to you right now. And most definitely, people would want to join hands and fight CA together so that we can achieve something positive at the end of the day. Your concluding remarks. Let me start with you, Verica.
Everyone who is listening to this Zambia FM radio, just want to encourage you that whenever you come across to any case of gender-based violence or sexual exploitation abuse, quickly report to any nearest police, and it's a free station whereby anyone can go to report. And don't have that fear that when I report, maybe bazani ziva tindina mena shita report. No, they won't even mention the one who have reported. So let's work together as one united family to end sexual exploitation abuse. Yeah, thank you.
And Esther?
Acting against sexual exploitation and abuse promotes safe and productive environment. Yes, and thank you very much, Zambezi FM, for hosting us.
The message is loud and clear. The biggest word today is unity. And you and me put our heads together and our hands together. We can end this year and make sure that we bring to an end to this bad vice called sexual exploitation and abuse. Remember that this has been a special radio program on protection against sexual exploitation and abuse. And in the studios, I had Esther Mungala and Verica Chulu. And of course, I've been your host, Fred Smamba Jr. And tune next time. Is God bless and have yourselves a lovely, lovely day. Thank you.
is